When you need medical help fast, use NHS 111 online to go from home to an urgent treatment centre.
Mr. Williams, please come through.
Or a pharmacy.
Hello, the pharmacist will see you now.
Or if needed, stay where you are and get a call from a nurse, doctor, or paramedic. Get assessed and directed to the right place for you in as little as 90 seconds. Use NHS 111 online.
This is the North East and North Cumbria Providers Podcast, highlighting the fantastic work taking place across the region to provide the highest quality of care.
Hi, and welcome to the first ever episode of the North East and North Cumbria Providers Podcast. This podcast will look into the region's provider collaborative and highlight the fantastic work that is going on to ensure we consistently provide the highest quality of care. Joining me today is Matt Brown, who is the Managing Director of the Provider Collaborative, and we'll be discussing what the Provider Collaborative is, why it was created, and how it's benefited our patients so far. So without further ado, welcome to the podcast, Matt. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, looking forward to talking a bit about what we're doing in the Provider Collaborative.
So let's get to know you a bit more. Please, can you tell us a bit about your career within the NHS and what your role is within the North East and North Cumbria Provider Collaborative?
Yeah, by all means. So it's Matt Brown. I've worked for the NHS for around about 22 years now. It goes in a flash, doesn't it? So I've worked mostly in the North East and Cumbria, some part in Oxfordshire over those 20-odd years. And I've worked for a number of the foundation trusts here, a number of the commissioning organisations, the NHS England. I've been around the system a long time. So, yes, I've been in this patch for a significant amount of time and seen some really, really great stuff, particularly in recent years. So my role as the Managing Director, what does that mean? I work directly to the 11 Chief Execs of the Foundation Trusts, accountable through the Chair, which is Ken Bremner, Chief Exec at Sunderland and South Tyneside. And my job really is about helping to build that culture of collaboration across the 11 foundation trusts and trying to build and lead the programmes of work for the collaborative. So finding the things that it makes sense for us to work together on, working with the chief executive community and taking those programmes of work forward. So those are the key things, I would say.
Brilliant. Some of our listeners may not have heard of the Provider Collaborative within the NHS, so please could you explain what the Provider Collaborative is?
Yeah, by all means, yes. So our foundation trusts here are not new to collaborating. Our trusts have worked together for decades on all sorts of different projects, clinically or non-clinically, but in recent years, I think as the kind of the economic situation has changed, there's definitely a particular emphasis on how we take that collaboration further. So by formalizing some of those arrangements, what more could we do with the brilliant staff we've got to benefit the patients of the North East and North Cumbria. So provider collaboratives came about as a concept in 2022 with the ICS legislation. But the trusts here and the chief execs here in the North East North Cumbria have been really passionate about this kind of collaboration for a long time and had established some arrangements about three or four years ago. We formalised those in 2022 through the Foundation Trust Board, so we now have a provider leadership board through which the chief execs come together once a month and we take forward the programmes of work. I think the key thing about provider collaboratives is that they are about finding the things that it makes sense to work together on. We've got brilliant foundation trusts in this patch, brilliant staff delivering excellent care for patients, but there are some things where we can do that better or more efficiently together. Not everything, but some things. So the key purpose of the collaborative is to help find the things that make sense to work together on and to really drive positive change and support better care and better outcomes for our patients ultimately.
Obviously you mentioned there lots of foundation trusts work together. So what is the, not just the collective ambition, but the ambition of each foundation trust that is in the provider collaborative?
So each of our trusts work really closely with their communities to deliver the best possible care they can and work with local partners. The collective ambition is, what could we do on a bigger scale? What can we do for the whole population of the North East and North Cumbria? So what can we do around health outcomes and inequalities? What can we do about sharing best practice, learning, finding our real excellent standards of care and spreading those across all of our trusts, improving inequalities and outcomes, experience and access? I think there are quite things we can do to improve value for money for the taxpayer by thinking a little bit differently collectively. And there's also a big piece about supporting the broader economic development of the region. So How do we make sure we maximise the impact we have on the people of the North East North Cumbria in a broader sense, not just delivering excellent care, but creating jobs and trying to create wealth for people, which ultimately helps improve public health. So the collective ambition is really to drive excellent standards of healthcare delivery, but also to improve outcomes and have a much wider benefit on the people of the North East and North Cumbria.
We also work with some alliances. Could you tell us what they are?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Provider Collaborative is the 11 foundation trusts across the North East, North Cumbria, and the things that make sense for us to work together on at that level. There are also a number of what we would call nested collaboratives, or those alliances for organisations at a slightly smaller geographical level or on a specialty level. So, for example, our two excellent mental health, learning disability and autism trusts, CNTW and TUVE, work together on a number of programmes. There's development of the Great North Healthcare Alliance in the north, and there's University Hospital Tees, North Tees and South Tees in the Tees Valley in particular. So the collaborative's aim is to support those alliances and to kind of have a framework over the top of those for those things that make sense to work together at a bigger scale. So it's really about finding the things that make sense at different levels of collaboration. There are some things that it makes sense for us to work on as intertotal across the 11, and there are some things actually that are much more sensible to work on a more local level.
Throughout this podcast, we'll be highlighting some of the fantastic work that's going on in the region in much more detail, but could you give a brief overview of some of the work that's happening behind the scenes already?
Yes, really happy to. So we just announced that we've secured £30 million worth of capital to build a medicines manufacturing centre for aseptic medicines in Seaton Delaval. That will be producing over 1 million injectable medicines per annum for cancer drugs, chemotherapy and for antibiotics. And we'll be creating 150 brand new jobs with that, which is excellent news for local people, hopefully. And we've got community diagnostic centres just about to open in Stockton and Metro Centre and in Workington next year. So we've got some really big tangible changes on the horizons and now. We've also got a series of strategic programmes that we're rolling out. So a big workforce planning programme: how do we best support our staff to have what they need to be able to deliver the best possible care for patients? A big estates and capital programme. So how do we make sure that in times of challenging financial positions, we're able to make best use of the capital we have on our buildings, our equipment, our infrastructure. A big digital program, making sure that we support our staff as best we can with digital solutions that help them work across different sites. And we've got some programs such as planned care, how do we make best use of our elective hubs, clinical services strategy, trying to support our more challenged services, and a big diagnostics programme. So we've got a huge range of things happening at the minute, and the things that people will start to see soon will be the Medicines Manufacturing Centre, the Community Diagnostic Centres, things like that, the rollout of the Endoscopy Academy, the Imaging Academy. So I think it's really exciting times, and it's a great place to be as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we'll cover those in much more detail in future episodes. But has there been an improvement in addressing some of the challenges the NHS faces within the region since the collaborative was launched?
Yeah, you can see huge improvements, actually. I think our organisations have come together brilliantly to tackle some of the challenges we have in long waits for people with planned care, for elective care, on tackling our urgent emergency care challenges in particular, on how we manage the financial position we find ourselves in as a nation collectively. So I think we've seen some real improvement on that. I should say we work really closely with our colleagues in the Integrated Care Board, the ICB, and to make sure that all the partners work as one to deliver the best possible outcomes we can for patients. So I think we've seen some real tangible improvements. And some of the things, specific things we've done are being picked up by lots of other parts of the country now. So the portability agreement that we have that allows permanent staff to work between different organisations more easily, rather than having to have lots of different complex contractual arrangements. Some of the digital work we've done, some really kind of good nuggets that help hopefully build that culture collaboration and make it easier for people to work together.
You mentioned the portability agreement there. How has that helped reduce the waiting times in the region, as recently we have had the best times within the whole country? So has the portability agreement really helped?
Yeah, I think so. If you look at waiting times for planned care, our performance is the best in the country, but it is not at the levels that we would have had before COVID, you know, pre-2020. So for us, good isn't good enough. We want the best possible care for our patients. So it's how do we push beyond being the best to being absolutely delivering the shortest waits we can. So the portability agreement helps in that by reducing the time it takes for staff to be able to work in other sites. So for example, one of our trusts has reduced the turnaround time for short-term doctors to provide clinics from 3 months down to 3 days, so we can immediately get people in to be able to deliver care and hopefully help reduce waiting times on specific specialties. So it's been a really useful tool in moving that forward. I think the key thing in reducing wait times has been that the trust has been really prepared to work together, supporting the population of the North East North Cumbria as a whole, tackling the longest waiters no matter where they may be, making sure that we use our collective energy in the best way possible.
We're not the only provider club in the country, and I know that other places are looking to implement their own provider collaborative, but yeah. You and our chair, Ken Bremner, visited Belfast recently. Could you tell us what the trip was and how that went?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're a few years into our provider collaborative journey. There were others that were started a little bit before us, and quite a number that are following along. So as we started to become, I guess, more developed, a number of different systems have approached us to help share our learning as the biggest provider collective in the country, to say kind of how did you approach these different problems? What's your thinking? So Ken Bremner and I went across to Belfast a couple of months ago. We've been working with the Northern Ireland system to help them think about how they want to develop provider collaborative arrangements for across their trusts there in Northern Ireland. So we shared our learning, our journey, our thinking, some of the practical things we've done, some of the ways in which we've tried to get teams working together, and spent now a couple of days with them just helping kind of facilitate that discussion. So we've helped a number of systems, not necessarily that we have all the answers, but actually just thinking about how they might approach problems. Equally, we work with other systems to learn from them, see what they've done and see how we see what really kind of good practice we can bring back up here to North East North Cumbria. So but that was a really good trip, and I think hopefully colleagues in Northern Ireland really benefited from, as I say, not that we have all the answers, but that benefited from our learning from our journey, some of the things we tried that didn't work and some of the things we tried that really do.
I think that really just says what the provider collaborative is, just working together as a whole to improve care for our patients, improve staff experience.
Absolutely, I think that's what it's all about. And as I say, our colleagues here in the North East North Cumbria have collaborated for a long period of time. This is about trying to formalise some of that where it makes sense to do so, to enable us to take it to the next level. How can we go even further with some of that great joint work that our teams, our clinicians, our staff already do?
With the provider collaboratives being introduced into the NHS system, what do you see the future looking like within the NHS and for our patients?
I hope this is kind of the start of the midpoint of a long journey, really. As I say, trusts have worked together for some time. This is about how we formalise those things that make sense to work together on and drive them further. So as we see our groups develop in the Great North Healthcare Alliance, in TEAS, and around the rest of the region, our job is about helping those teams work together on things that make sense locally and at the North East North Cumbria. So I see a bright future, really, where we make the best use of the resource we've got to deliver great care, but also where we try to maximise that wider societal benefit, where we try to create jobs and where we really do try to increase the amount of money that people have in their pockets as best we can using the resource we have. So I think it's a bright future for us up here in the North East North Cumbria, and it's great to be part of it.
Like I say, we'll go into much more detail about the individual sort of projects that we're working on in future podcasts. So this was just a quick overview of what the Provider Collaborative is and a brief overview of what the work that is going on. And that brings us to the end of our first Providers podcast episode. Thank you very much for joining me, Matt, and talking through the Provider Collaborative.
No problem. Thanks, Harry.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Providers podcast. Hit subscribe to keep up to date with the latest news and catch up with what we've been up to on our website and social media pages.